Hey, everybody. Another Sharp Tongue podcast in your ear. How are you doing? How's your week going? Are you working hard? Are you achieving your goals? Are you getting stuff done? I'm not. No. Welcome to the new motivational podcast where we motivate you to not be motivated. This is the Sharp Tongue podcast. Thanks for coming back. Thank you for your support. If you guys could take a second and rate and review this podcast, that helps me out a ton. Leave a rate. Leave a review, leave some stars, let me know how you're enjoying the podcast. That always helps. And if you want to come see me live, come see me live. I'm going to be in Western Massachusetts at Chicopee, Massachusetts at the Loft Comedy Club, May 2nd and 3rd, Thursday and Friday of May. May 4th, I'm going to be at the Saratoga Winery in upstate New York. The end of May, I'm going to be coming through to Miami, a few different dates in Miami, the 30th, 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd, June 7th, 8th and 9th, I will be in Albany, upstate New York, at the Albany Funny Bone, I believe it is. And if you guys go to jessiemay.com, you can purchase tickets. Those tickets should be live on my site this week. And also, just so you guys know, when you come see me live, I give a portion of my ticket sales to the Alzheimer's Association at the end of the year. So coming to see me perform live, you guys are giving back without even really having to try too hard. So bring out your friends, bring out your family. Let's have a good time and party together. I just want to have a fun time while I'm here on Earth. I just want to spread love and have a fun time. Speaking of fun times, this podcast is a little bit shorter than normal because of a time crunch with my schedule and my friend's schedule, who was a guest on this week's episode. One of my closest friends in comedy, and him and I are going to be working on some fun stuff for you guys coming up soon. We're going to be filming some stuff together. You guys have seen him on so many movies and shows. You've probably seen his stand-up. He's a working man. He's a working man in a woman's world. Hilarious, genuine, funny friend of mine, comedian, actor, and podcaster, Mr. Adam Ray. I hope you enjoy it. Come see me live, babies. Oh, and before I forget, before Adam Ray comes on, I was having a rough week dealing with the grief of my father, and, you know, he knew about that. And so Adam, as he's always done, has left me really funny voicemails to cheer me up, just in general, but this particular time he left me a funny one to cheer me up when I was going through some emotional stuff. So at the end of the podcast, you guys will hear that voicemail that he left me, and now you know the backstory as to why. He's a good dude, good friend, shitty comic. I'm just kidding, Adam, you're hilarious. Here's Mr. Adam Ray. Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal look.
Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty.
You might cry. You'll probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
Where's my camera? Right
there. What's up, everybody? This is Jessie Mae, the Sharp Tongue Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. As always, we got little special goody goodies from the Hakuna Supply Store. You can get my stash boxes, jars, trays, grinders. If you go to hakunasupply.com/Jessie Mae, you can find a little something something to help you stash your needs. You know, your weed, your cannabis. You can put your mom's Q-tips in there. Whatever you need to stash. If you use code Jessie Mae CBD, we're giving you 15% off your entire order. And anything you purchase from me, merch-wise or ticket-wise, I'm giving a portion of my sales donated to the Alzheimer's Association of America. And Hakuna Supply donates to the World Wildlife Foundation, as well as a foundation in Southern California to help our homeless veterans. Shout out to those fellas trying to make it work on the streets. Speaking of making it work on the streets.
Speaking of living on the streets. Speaking of Hakuna Matata Supply.
Hakuna Matata Supply. My brother, one of my, like, literally my comedy family.
Yep.
Adam,
Joseph Ray.
Yes.
Is that your middle name?
No, but close.
James.
Oh, you think I'm a J, huh?
Oh, well, you said close. Yeah. Joseph?
No.
That's close to
but
Joseph.
But no, I wish it was that. But I feel like my middle name lives in the same, like my, the name that my middle name is would be friends with a Joseph.
Okay,
and I feel
so
like it's in that same world of like Adam. White guy middle name
Adam,
family.
Adam Chad.
Ooh,
okay.
No. If it was that, I wouldn't be here.
Adam Bradley.
No.
Adam Michael.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's what I said.
Okay.
In that world of like
yeah.
the white dude names that they sound like they'd all
Adam
be
Michael
hanging
sounds
out.
Like you day drink and write biographies.
Yeah, I was going to say slam poetry. How about biographies about slam poets?
Wow, riveting
Whoa.
Stuff. Have you guys...
Oh my God. If you were a morning talk show host, that would be your transition / catchphrase. Wow, riveting stuff. But tell me about your calligraphy collection, because not a lot of guys... do this.
How do you have the dexterity in your fingers?
Riveting stuff.
Can we please?
Oh my
can
God.
We just
you're
do,
the best.
Can we just do a sketch show? You and I are trying to figure out how to make this
yeah.
position of the day thing pop off. Can
yeah.
we please also do anchor people?
Oh, yeah, we should.
Just to hate,
well, that's, I mean,
hate
you,
each other.
I mean, you and I doing like the anti morning show would be really great.
That would be really
great.
Because
I hate watch. You know, when I'm stair climbing in the morning, I hate watch a lot of the morning shows. You
Do
know?
You hate watch Coda and Yoda in the morning?
Coda
Who
and Yoda?
Are they?
Yoda Coffee? Hoda Copy? What's her name? Hoda Copy? Yo, Hodak Copy.
Hodor Copy.
Hodor Copy.
No, you hate watch things?
I hate watch it. Yeah, and one of my buddies produces the Today Show, and every time I post some silly video of Kathy Lee, he's like, haha, she was trying today, man, so cut her some slack. And I'm like, fuck off,
God.
Man. She's drinking
She's
at
great.
7 a.m.
What do you
She's
love
great.
To go to Kathy's and barbecue?
Oh, my God. And Kathy Lee does seem like the coolest.
A blast.
Because also, Regis says she's the coolest, and Regis seems like the man.
And he seems like a type of dude who, if he doesn't like you, he's not gonna brag about
I bet,
you.
I think Regis, what you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get.
I'm not phony baloney, but I do love baloney. You're like,
Why
all right.
You would always yell yeah. at the weirdest moments.
I know.
You're dressed like you really have a Roth IRA situation.
I just, you know what I said last night? I said on stage, I go, I dress like a substitute teacher who's addicted to anime porn and can't stay off it while he's teaching his class. And then people laughed and I go, okay, great. I was just riffing on some possibilities that I could look like. And you guys are like, nope, that is exactly
it.
Yeah, nailed it on
nailed
the first
it.
Try.
100% nailed
yeah. but
it.
But this is like, you know, this is a nice little pullover.
You
but
are
it's,
writing it, autobiographies.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I have to.
Do you sleep? You don't sleep.
Not enough.
Jesus, dude.
But I go and then I push myself to exhaustion and then...
And then you shut the fuck down?
And then I shut down for a few days. And it's not a good way to do
you
it.
You can't do that. Not when you got a cute, hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she's young. You got to stay up with that.
I know. And I also like... Josh Wolf just told me because he got hospitalized for exhaustion.
He looked like exhaustion personified.
Yeah, dude. And he hit me
he
up
was
and
so
he's
tired.
Like... He's like, dude, I know you, you know, go at it pretty hard and you need to... scale back because I got like some, you know, unflattering statistics that, you know, and, you know.
You got to like take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Josh is like, what do I do? I'm like, dude, you need to sleep.
Yeah, sleep is big. And
sleep
I can,
is everything, dude.
Unless you're like The Rock where you're just like.
He doesn't sleep. He someone just pushes a button
yeah.
like in his lumbar and he literally just shuts off.
I know.
That's all that
he's
happens.
He's not real.
He's not
I'm
real.
I'm not convinced yet.
Do you think he's got a teeny weenie? I bet he's got a real little weenie.
You know what? I want to say I haven't thought about that, but I'm thinking about it.
Who's your celebrity? No, you got to have a celebrity crush. Male celebrity crush. Be open to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you're like a Jude Law. You want us gentle.
No. Who do I think's real cool?
Yeah. Who's a dude like Vin Diesel?
Boy, I'm trying to put myself
Jason
in that.
Jason Statham.
No.
You wouldn't let him slip a finger in?
I mean, like... I guess we're talking about like look wise, right?
Yeah,
like where
a dude
you would
who
like,
you're like,
where yeah,
you know,
but
you have
he
a romance
like,
for
who said some comedian had some joke about that? Yeah, like where it was like if he oh maybe it was God, who was it?
Comedian?
Where, like if like Brad Pitt? Oh, it was Ed Helms on The Office where he was yeah. like if Brad Pitt he was talking about the scenario it was like if he you know couldn't keep his hands off me and I it would probably reciprocate and then I think Jim was like so in your fantasy Brad Pitt can't stay away from you. He just can't keep his hands off you. He's like, yeah, if that was the case, then I'd probably let him do it. He's like,
Brad Pitt is hot.
Yeah.
I have a
He's pretty dope.
He is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got a thing for J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Yeah, I've always had a little thing for J-Lo.
That's
J-Lo's. I mean, she's just sideways, front ways.
Do you know my J-Lo story?
What is it?
Oh, yeah. So I have.
I've only told
it maybe on one podcast because it's. Doesn't make me look great.
But, please tell.
So she has this movie, The Second Act, that just came out, right?
Yeah, with Milo.
Was that?
Milo Ventimiglia.
Yes. He's the man.
Yeah. Milo. I say Milo.
Milo.
It's Milo.
Do you know him well?
We did the USO tour together.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy.
Great
Class
guy.
Act.
And he got to make out with J-Lo in the shower and shit.
I mean.
So I had.
That's every man's dream.
Every man's dream.
Yeah.
Even men who have converted to women, it's still their dream.
Converted.
Transitioned? What's the proper slang?
Sounds like Mormonism. You got to come to a meeting. You're going to have to read the booklet, and you're going to have to accept Christ into your coochie.
And oh, my God.
That's in my pamphlet.
Let Christ into your coochie. The original who let the dogs out.
Yeah, he comes again. This time he's pulling out. I don't know why now it's sounding like a porno trailer. Yeah. Jesus
Riveting
comes again.
Stuff.
Riveting stuff. okay, wait.
So I had like, maybe 3 minutes of screen time in that movie, a couple scenes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. Now I got to watch it.
So Pete Seagal directed it. He did like Tommy Boy, 50 First Dates, Nutty Professor. I met him through a pilot I didn't get, but I auditioned for. But then we kept in touch. He did the podcast because Tommy Boy is one of my favorite movies. And he
Great.
Told the greatest stories about it of all time.
I got to listen to that episode.
It's unreal. And his stories about working with Eddie on Nutty Professor and like the way that Eddie Murphy for like that Thanksgiving scene. I'm like, because I was so.
Yeah, how the hell?
I was freaking out. I was like, how is Eddie Murphy, how did he not at least get nominated for an Oscar for that performance?
Yes.
People just go, but when you're so good like that, people just go, yeah, of course he did that. But like, do you even think about, and then when Pete started talking about it, he goes, they set up ping pong balls for all the other family members, right, on their heads or on the table. He would get into hours of makeup for each family member, you know, because he was everybody.
Right.
And he would improvise up a storm, and they had to take notes and everything, and Pete would, like, feed back some of the lines. But he's like, but I wouldn't even really need to, like, be like, and remember to say this because you said that as the grandma. He's like, Eddie would just remember everything.
Oh, my God.
That, and be a different person, eight of them. That's
a different
fucking
personality.
Crazy.
It literally is crazy.
And be that believable.
To be able to play, I mean, I dated. That was my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, was the Nutty Professor. Riveting stuff.
Riveting.
I want that audio. I want that to be my email alert. Make that happen.
Oh,
make it
my
happen.
God. Listen.
Riveting
Jesse
stuff.
Jesse Mapaluso leaves the grave. Messages.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friend. I don't know.
My friend's a great friend. She's the best friend. She's tremendous.
I've got no friends in the friend zone because they're in the heavy petting
they're
zone.
They're in the squash zone. Everybody's in the squash zone. You're going to be near me. You're going to be near the squash zone.
Did you hear him say, I want to thank the heroes of 7-Eleven?
Did he mean the convenience store?
Oh, yeah.
Did he mean the greatest convenience store in America, or did he miss?
Look, there are some heroes at 7-Eleven.
There
are some
heroes. The
guys that keep those pizza rolls warm.
They roll them and they deal with the drunk bitches.
Make sure the Slurpee machine is properly maintained. So
they got the pickles set upright.
Dude, you know, enough grandma's cookies laid out.
You know how hard it is.
The best flavors at
the
forefront.
The right location.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on at a 7-Eleven.
So I get that compliment.
Heroes of America.
Dude, you weren't talking about that.
When did he say that?
Oh, this was 3 days ago. I see the headline and I'm like, oh, this is clickbait. I'm like, but it's bait and I'm taking it all, baby. I'm looking.
The heroes of, did he correct
I'm
himself?
I'm thirsty for some headlines. What's that?
Did he correct himself?
No. And Trump supporters, and you know who you are, you fucking dum-dums. Where's my dum-dum Trump cam? Hey, what's up, dum-dums?
Where are you?
Good morning.
Hi, Aunt Joan.
They're all, oh, man. Joan, God bless
Aunt
you.
Aunt Joan, you're smart. Joan, I love you, but you're a Trumpster. So is one of my sisters.
People thought he was Joan Jett, and now they call you dum-dum Joan.
Joan Jett.
But so they're all behind him. And, you know, they never really know if there's something that's incorrect. So he's like, and it was great, and then we just, all the heroes, and so many great, I was down there, and everyone who worked their best, and just helped out on at 7-Eleven. I mean, it was a version of that, but he said, thank all the heroes at 7-Eleven.
And now people are going into convenience stores.
Thank you, Pepe.
Thank you for what you do.
Yeah.
And they think that they're really doing something.
Yeah, they think they're
thanking the heroes.
Our president told me, thank you for fucking keep all that jerky. my tooth. Thank you for getting all that jerky out tonight. But everyone behind him, like, no one flinches.
That's there was a fucking problem.
One woman kind of made like a half, like, meh, like a, the small part of her brain that's left was like, it wasn't right, you know? And then it kind of like tugged her face that way, where it was like almost trying to get, it was like the one brain cell was trying to get out, because it was like, oh man, you're not even flinching, so I need to get out. And it pulled her face, and she was like, wait, wait. And then she went right back and was like, no, yeah, 7-Eleven.
I mean.
But anyway.
It has felt like we've been watching the greatest, most disastrous reality show of all. But I've said this before and I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Trump is the most important president in our political history. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. Yeah.
Well, whoever's going to follow is going to be the most boring by comparison.
I mean.
And they're going to have to like come out and do like their own commentary on Two Girls, One Cup.
They're going to have to be
post
the
that
most
on
racist.
Inauguration Day yes. just to be like, hey, I'm also pretty wild.
Yeah, I'm really kooky. I say words that you're not supposed to say.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a very interesting scenario.
It'll have to be that, right?
It will.
There's no way we double down and get.
We can't. What's it going to go to next?
Boy, I don't know.
I mean, the only other person that we could have, if Lindsay Lohan was in office, they're like, we need
okay
a woman.
And I would let that happen.
I would too.
Yeah.
I think she should.
I'd be open to it.
Her campaign should be her dance from the beach club thing.
Oh man, have you watched that?
It makes me feel so uncomfortable. But
I know. But also, I'm glad that she's. I want her to be happy.
Let her be happy.
Let her be happy, man. She like.
Her problem is her mom's been her best friend her whole life.
I know.
That's how you turn
bad
out.
Rents, man. Like just not.
Fuck.
Like she, man, she could be on top of the world right now. Just
she
like,
really could. Parent
great
trap?
Actress, man. Dude, Mean Girls crush. She showed that she was like, oh man, she could be a like. Leading pretty female comedy
yes,
actress.
Like Sandy Bullock.
Yeah.
She could have followed in those footsteps.
Oh, man, yeah.
But no, now she's in the footsteps of her mom.
Well, had she.
Because they're drunk walking.
Oh,
they're doing the walk of shame right now.
I know.
I mean, not that my mom and I haven't done the walk of shame in Marshalls. Don't get me wrong.
Together?
I mean, not like the walk That's of awesome. Shame, but just we finished a
is
box of wine in the parking
with?
Lot.
Oh, man. She's the best.
Nancy like hits this Nancy. Corner when she drinks and she's got her boxed wine that she keeps tapped in the fridge. And she opens a tap and it's just like, she'll talk to you while she's pouring. Glug, glug, glug. So you want to go to Marshall's? Glug, glug, they got sales today. Glug, glug,
does
glug,
she
glug,
make
glug.
The glug, glug, glug with
I
her
mean,
mouth?
Yeah. She pours a whole glass.
Oh, I want to drink with Nancy.
She's great. Yeah. She's just so wonderful.
Next time she comes out here.
She's going to be out here in a week.
Please.
I mean, we're going to have to.
Can I?
Yes. You guys could just go out on a date.
Yeah.
You guys just go out and just.
She just seems like the most fun.
She is. She's
and you
a
two
riot.
Together. Well, so if Lohan had made it far, maybe she would have had an interaction with me the way I had with J-Lo. And this is what happened. I fly in on a red eye. I did not sleep on the plane. Land
smooth
goes straight
segue.
To set.
That's how you always save our. That you will always save our morning show. I'm just going to be like
riveting stuff,
and you're going to bring it back around.
Speaking
from,
of riveting,
let me get back to the story we started 10 hours ago.
Well, it's just an insane story, and I feel like it needs to be heard so that if I ever run into her again, she can be like, okay, cool. At least he's like, you know, acknowledging how awkward he was.
Oh, God.
So it's, I haven't slept, and I'm, you know, and so anyway, so I'd hit up Pete, and I was like, yo, I'm going to, you know, be in New York a few times this year. I know you're filming out there. Is there anything I could put myself on tape for? He's like, yeah, there's this scene with Jennifer, and if you know, and just throw it down, let me make sure, you know, you're not terrible, whatever. And he gave it to me, and then he let me be in more scenes and improvise a lot, and it was great. But so the first day I get there and she's there and I hadn't slept. I walk in and he's like, Jennifer, this is Adam. He'll be in the scene with you for the first thing we do today. And she goes, hi. And I go, hey. I go, you're great. You're great, obviously. You know. And she was like, oh, thanks. And you know, it'll be fun. And she goes, how do you know Pete? And I go, oh, we used to fuck the director, right? I'm just like, it just came out. Like, you know, sometimes you have a thought and it's here and then it gets to here. And then you get to like think about it as a person and go, maybe I just, you know, put that one on the back burner. But it just went from here to here. Oh. And I go, we used to fuck. And then I kind of cracked a smile. And then she kind of went and tilted her head.
Oh,
like,
no.
And made a little smirk like, oh. And then I was like, and then Pete goes, oh, come on. And I go, yeah. I go, I'm just kidding. I go, we still fuck. And just doubled down on the we fuck joke. And then she.
Did you really?
And then she let out like a. She goes like, okay. And then I was like, yep, I didn't sleep on the plane. And then just said what it was. And then we did it. And then we
you
did
really
the scene.
Doubled down on the awkward?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think you have
God.
To.
God.
You know? But then she was cool. And then I went to the premiere And I took my boy Joey McIntyre, and he knows her producer because he's like been smart with her move. Musically forever. Well, he's just my buddy, and he lived
I know
out
you guys
there.
Are buddies, but yeah. Really smart to butter over that fucking comment.
Yeah, yeah, bring it. Yeah, bring
you're
a
like,
new
look,
kid.
I'm a real person. Yeah. I'm friends with a new kid on the block. Okay?
So he knows this guy Benny that's like a producer, and he brings us into the, like her private area with her and A-Rod and her family and stuff. So I was like, okay, cool. So they were there, and then I walked up to her and I go, hey, Jennifer, it's Adam from it. And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, yeah, how are you? And I go, oh, great. I go, you know, our scene's getting a lot of Oscar buzz, you know? And she starts laughing, and then she goes, that was a really pivotal scene. I go, I know, everyone's talking about it. I go, Ebert and Roper, they can't keep their thumbs out of my face.
Okay.
And then she goes, I'm gonna laugh, and then she goes, but she wasn't like acknowledging the joke. She goes, it really was an important scene. And I go, oh, and then I just go, fucking yeah, rug pulled from the joke, you know. And then I go, thank you so much.
That's a difference, though. I feel like yeah. between like someone like J Lo, Jennifer Lopez, yeah. and maybe like a Sandra Bullock, where
right. who would have just been on Riff City with
Riff
me.
City with yeah. you, J Lo.
But she was still sweet and like you know, and even the fact that she was like, oh yeah, I remember, like how are you, and was like, and then I tried to talk to A-Rod, and he just didn't want any part
no.
of it. Well, because I was like, hey man, you used to be in Seattle, that's where I'm from, and like man. You know, like you, what a great time when you were there. Like chicks wanted to get with you, guys wanted to be you. You know,
really?
What a great time. And
you just won't stop the fuck talk still with A-Rod.
I was like, "What are you doing later, man?" No, and and I was like, "It must have been a great time, right?" And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "It was a time." And then
oh,
I just was like, "Oh, you motherfucker!"
It was a time.
Because not only did he leave Seattle for like the biggest contract in baseball history, right? So he left. He went to the worst team in baseball for money. So here I am trying to just be like, dude, tell me that when you were there, it was great. Because it was great watching
right, you're
you.
From there.
Yeah. And he's
right.
just like, nah, it was a time. It was a time. There can't be a more mundane,
fuck you moment.
Middle of the ground, fuck you, stop talking to my fiance.
Yes. I've know. Said that to people before, like where they you just repeat what they say. And it's, yeah, it was that.
Yeah.
It must have been amazing. Yeah.
Take your social yep. cue.
It's just like, and then someone's like, how do you know A-Rod? You're like, we used to fuck. We still fuck.
Well, God.
And then you're just getting taken out in handcuffs yeah. from Me Too-ing J-Lo.
I know Joey McIntyre. Please.
You have so many fun friends. I met Jaleel because of you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He's great. Yeah.
Well, you guys lived in the same building for a minute, right?
We lived near each other. He lived kind of near the building I live in. Now he's down the, you know, down right. the road from where I am.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say.
He's got that Family Matters money.
Geotagging him. Jaleel lives right here. But
you met him at a show?
Yeah, he was yeah. at a show. And he said that you had mentioned, like you told him about me or something. Yeah. And then later that night, you guys sent me a photo because you were at. You were at a party. Maybe you were at Joey McIntyre's house. You were at a party.
No.
You were like.
Oh, maybe.
Remember you guys took a selfie in front of a window? Were you at Brad's? This was like
no,
four summers
yeah,
ago.
Adam Devine's, yeah.
It was out in front of. Yeah. It was Adam Devine's. Yeah. It was his birthday party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. And I met Jaleel out in front of the
improv. Oh, cool.
But I just remember thinking like. That's what's so weird about this career is
it
you
is.
Just meet people who were your childhood icons.
Yep.
And like then, he filled so much of my childhood.
That legitimately was my favorite sitcom.
Oh, Family
like,
Matters?
Legit.
Talk about talent.
I had
like,
the Urkel doll. Like, and,
I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, with the dude. Pole?
Yes.
And like, did I do that?
Oh, yeah.
I have that too. I have an elf doll.
I knew. Dude, that is a special kinship.
Yes.
Because not everybody had that doll.
No. Because only rich white kids got it.
Oh, wow. That,
you didn't even have to buy it. They just delivered it to your house.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. I have it, and I have Elf doll, and I have a strawberry shortcake.
Wait, an Elf doll?
Yeah.
Did it also with a pull string?
Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Yeah.
You punched him in the gut.
What was the, like, just Darren? Like, what was the dad's name? Like,
oh,
Ron? Or
Ron. It was,
no,
wasn't
no.
it Ron?
Can we Google that?
I
Elf
can Google
dad?
It. Aaron left us.
Oh, Jesus.
The dad from Elf. I'll Google it right now. He also used to say, how about a hug for the old elfer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, yeah. What a great
Elf
catchphrase.
Was so good. Oh, man. I remember this dude. George Edward Maxwell Wright.
George, yeah.
He played.
Hey, George, got any cat food? Or, right, like, I don't know. Was that his line? Yeah.
There was. You
Elf
see,
loved cat
food,
right? And he was from.
Where was he from?
Tarmac? No.
Ah, oh, wait. Here we go. Almac? Elf.
Barback.
7.4 out of 10. That's rude.
That's rude.
That's really, really
yeah,
rude.
Yeah, I love the New Age critics trying to...
Willie. You know. His name was Willie Tanner.
Willie! Yeah.
Willie! That's what it was!
Oh, man, that's so great.
Wow. I mean, I love those shows. Elf.
Yeah.
Family Matters, Step by Step.
I know. Can you imagine if we could become friends with the guy who played Cody on Step by Step?
I mean, whoa. Can you imagine if I could just... get Stamos to respond. No, he's been very sweet.
He has been.
I always joke about that. Who's he's the very sweet? Brad keeps sending me messages from Stamos.
Oh, did you see the last
Tell
ones?
Brad, yeah. What did he say?
Well, I mean, just the ones he told me. He told you of like where Brad he Williams sent him his number and all that.
Yeah,
and
he's like, oh, no big deal. Just he'll just send me a screenshot.
We'll have you come by when he because he's gonna, you know.
You always say that, Brad. You and Brad always say you're gonna have me on.
No, when he comes.
Has he been on the podcast
yet? No.
Okay. I'm holding you to
this. Oh, are you kidding me? That's, yeah. Are you kidding me?
You know what I'm going to say to him?
You think I would let that happen and have you not be there? That's the, literally, yeah.
I was on one of my friend's pod at Sirius XM, and I remember someone walking by the door. And then at the end, my Tully is his name, told me that that was Stamos. And I was like, what about me and knowing me? Did you think you not, that you could ever not
yeah,
let me know?
That's awful. At
that's
some
just
point,
rude.
Certain things just go hand in hand.
That's just
you
rude.
You and Stamos, like, that's out there now.
Yeah, everybody, even he knows.
Everybody
Caitlin,
knows.
Caitlin, the wife, the kid knows.
Caitlin Jenner knows, yeah.
Caitlin, not Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
His wife.
Caitlin Peck knows, the first boobs Caitlin, I ever saw in the sixth grade. Yeah.
Caitlin Jenner knows.
Yeah.
I mean,
Who is the most famous person you have in your phone? Have people asked you that before? Can you even reveal?
I don't think so.
Oh, Tito Jackson.
Yes.
Oh man.
I mean, Jaleel's pretty up there. There's
there's a handful. Yeah,
there's a handful. I'm sure you too. You know, yeah. You know a ton of people. That's why I'm always panicked.
Yeah, if I lost
lose this.
Yeah, if I lost my phone.
I love that we both just say that and now we're fucking tomorrow our phones are gone. Both of our phones are stolen.
Oh God.
And all of our friendships are gone.
I left my phone in a cab in Vegas once.
At a cabin?
In a cab.
Oh, I was like, what creepy fuck is you go to a cabin in Vegas?
It's in the Bellagio. Like, I want that outdoorsy feel next to a fountain. I still want to be right close to Degenerate Avenue.
Degenerate Avenue. Can we please do a weekend together?
Yeah, we should.
What the?
I know.
We've been trying to figure out how to work together for so long.
I know. We will.
We will. We'll figure it out.
I know. What would be your go-to club? Like, what's a weekend that we'd have? I mean, we could have fun anywhere.
We could have fun anywhere. I mean, you know.
I was very jealous when you took your cross-country road trip. I was like, that's something I'd like to do at some point. I mean, I know there was a lot of cathartic purposes for it, but yeah. It's also, you probably would have done it at some point.
I'm going to do it every year. I did the 2 years that my dad was sick, the 1 year and the other year. Yeah, I think he was alive for both the trips that I did it. And it's just so, there's something about being on the road, driving, listening to music, yeah. Hotbox in the car.
Yeah. And you were with, you had pups with you?
Three dogs with me. So I didn't feel, I wasn't worried.
Yeah, because you don't want to be truly by yourself.
No, like you need that's to have, a little much for a long trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's good to have somebody meet you halfway or have somebody go halfway, and then you just leave them in the
Why do you think these
desert.
Truck drivers, you know, are soliciting, you know,
hookers
handies
in parking
and
lots.
Blowgies and, yeah.
Blowgies!
I don't know. Is that what
they're,
the kids call them?
They were at Coachella
them?
This year.
The blowgies.
The blowgies.
They opened for, I was about to say Harriet Tubman's hologram. I don't know. I was trying to think of a cool person hologram that you would be really
you know
excited
what?
To
good
see.
Good for you.
And guess what? Harriet Tubman would be, that'd be awesome.
Harriet Tubman would be awesome.
She's not here to rap.
We need
she's
to
here to. She's here to, you know,
we need to switch
pontificate.
All of these.
Is that the word?
Yes.
Prolificate? Pontificate.
Pontificate.
Pontificate. I said pontificate.
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 Yeah. That's when you're on a pond.
And you defecate.
And you
yeah.
It's when you shit in a lake. That's basically what happens.
Get too
when
proper with it.
But I was thinking about that today. I was reading, humble brag, I was reading a Nat Geo mag. Nerd alert.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome.
And
I read more.
You know, whatever. You can still do that.
I mean, I read articles online, but like
it's
not.
The same thing.
Yeah, but magazines are like books. Like
they
you know,
feel good.
Yeah, and you feel like you're getting smarter because you're absorbing words the right way.
I mean, I had to like highlight everything in Google words.
Fine.
But I learned a lot.
What did you pick up that stood out?
That there are some really cool female astrophysicists that are working for NASA developing this like satellite that's basically going to find exoplanets, which is every other planet outside of our own solar system. And there's like billions
there's a
of
bunch.
Planets that would be habitable.
Wow.
And so this chick built this like awesome thing. It's probably not going to be released until like 2024, this like cool satellite. And I'm like, girls need to know. This woman's name.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world knows Kim Kardashian. No one knows this chick. Oh. Kim Kardashian spread her flower. We all know her name. This woman created a flower satellite that's literally going to find life on other planets. And we're like, who? That's just, that's where, you know.
I know.
Yeah. We need to have, like, I feel like that's a cooler
icon. I don't think we've always been like this as a world either, right? Like, well, we're that.
Well, I mean, back in the day.
We're just you know, inappropriately prioritizing who we deem like worthy of all that attention.
Do you think it was like that, like in the Roman Empire, people were like, oh,
who's fucking who?
Sophia.
Yeah, probably.
She got that new makeup line.
Yeah, probably.
And they're like, well, what about the girl who's helping us look into the stars? And
yeah.
Yeah, fuck, that girl's a nerd.
She's a nerd.
Nobody cares about that. What about the
oils? Text me when she shows her pussy on the I don't know.
What was the Roman equivalent of the porno, yeah. Roman porno back then? Was it just a chisel? Someone was drawing the positions.
Oh man, what is it? What's a gladiator porn title name? Roman Empire.
Roman cathedral.
There it is.
Is that is that
good.
A thing?
Or
what are those pillars? Those like Roman pillar driver.
Oh God! All right, it's a working title.
Spartacon from Aaron in the corner.
Counted at the buzzer.
That deserves a round of applause.
I'm going to clap for you like a...
Aaron who giggles behind the screen just came through.
Aaron who giggles behind the screen.
Spartacon.
That sounds like the beginning of a James Taylor song. Aaron who giggles behind the screen.
You do everything. You're so multi-talented.
I know. I do James Taylor covers
when they're not wanted. Are you playing guitar on stage on the road?
No. And I haven't brought Avery out with a while to do the music stuff because I'm just trying to do all stand up. But
What do you have fun doing?
I wish I would bust a guitar out because I can play. So
yeah, you can play.
Enough to be able to like
totally
you know accompany some stuff at the end. I might start doing that.
Are you shedding? Is this me? is something coming off of your author sweater?
And just old works. Just the remnants of
old words,
unused sentences and pronouns.
Oh, God. What do you like as a kid? I always ask people like when they knew they wanted to do comedy. I mean, you were always funny. You did, didn't you like perform in school?
I did plays in the first play I did was in the fifth grade, but I
humble brag.
I prank called, yeah, and that tape is still out there, ladies, of me as the Cowardly Lion.
Shut up.
Oh yeah, like busting out of my costume because. You know, Pop-Tarts were tasty.
Because you were a fat kid.
Yeah.
You were a fat kid.
I made this joke where I was like, I was a fat kid playing the Cowardly Lion. I go, this is one of my first jokes, and I never got a laugh. We'll see if it does here. I go, it was the first time in the history of the classic story that the Cowardly Lion got to Oz and asked for ice cream cake. And not courage. And then Oz was like, what about courage? And I was like, no, you can't dip courage in pop in, you know, Cool Whip.
You dip your ice cream in Cool Whip.
Yeah. It didn't add up. But... That play, I remember too, that play, we had to like improvise a bunch because the kid who played the scarecrow like had a meltdown on stage.
Oh no, and was, like, did he panic?
Forgetting lines. And so we were just like, and this was like at like one of the pivotal scenes, you know, like before we get to Oz and we're all, you know, freaking out and like the witch and whatever and what's going to fucking happen, you know. And
I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember that part of it. I don't remember.
Shit, man, we're fucking, what are we doing out of here, man? It's fucking monkeys and shit. Yeah.
God, and, is this the Dazed and Confused yeah, version?
Yeah. And so he just all of a sudden gets real quiet. And we're just like, Scarecrow, like, what should we do, you know? And he just, like, was sat there quietly. And I remember, you know, as a kid, as an improviser, you don't really have that in you yet. So you just kind of keep saying the same line. So we would all go, like, I'd go, Scarecrow, what should we do? And then, like, he wouldn't respond to me. So then the Tin Man was like, Scarecrow, did you hear him? What should we do? Like, everyone's just, that's our improvising skills, is just like, hey, man. And then, like,
what's up?
We were one line away from being like, Andrew, what is your line, man? Talk, dude.
Did you want to be like.
But I started prank calling friends, and that's how I started to kind of get like. have an audience.
When you started like manipulating your voice and stuff?
Yeah. There was a girl that everyone had a crush on, and so I, you know, my voice hadn't dropped, so I could. Impersonate her, and so I would call a buddy of mine that was kind of, I guess they were, you know, liked each other, and I would call him as her.
Which back then just equated to like dry humping in the, you know, on the playground.
Even. In fourth grade?
Oh, not I guess I was a little advanced.
Yikes, good for you.
Jeez. Just handing out handies under the tire swing.
Good for you. That was second base for you. Under the tire swing.
Oh. Which just doesn't provide a lot of shade.
Yeah, as people are like swinging over you, the guy's like, can we like, go into more like, isolated location, you're like, no, I want people to watch.
I want people to see us only from the top. Did you pretend to be the dude?
No, I pretended to be her. I called my buddy as her.
How did you try and do it as good as you can?
Oh man, I mean, I remember how I would access it because it was like really in the back. It was like she kind of like a raspy voice, so it was like really faint in the back. Like that's how I would do it, but obviously not as deep.
Yeah, because your balls have dropped now.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got that deep voice.
But I would be like, you know, hey Evan, what's going on? Like, will you sit next to me at lunch tomorrow? And like, maybe we can like, and like, I'm gonna play tetherball probably first. And like,
yeah, and he would just. I mean, 20, 30 minutes, my buddies would just laugh and they'd feed me lines and like...
That's cruel.
It's not like diabolical kind of.
That's cruel.
In fourth grade.
Everyone's diabolical.
Yeah, but he had it all, man.
Grade.
His parents were together. Like he had,
those kids' whose parents were together. Fuck
that,
you.
Dude. I was deflecting. I was like, fuck you. You and your skinny fucking life. And
you and your healthy family vacations.
Oh, your healthy family vacation.
Your mom didn't move in. The neighbor's dad? Boring. You didn't have Steve in your house for 8 years?
Fucking, yeah.
Gross.
Sorry. You're going to get pranked. Daily
you
in
won't
95.
Have a, you're going to be a dentist who hate fucks his nanny. Good
have fun
luck.
Losing your hair 30 years later after you marry my high school girlfriend, dick. Okay, too much. But riveting stuff.
What would you be if you weren't a comedian?
I wanted to be a sportscaster. I used to mute the TV and commentate along with the games.
You'd be great at that.
Yeah. I want to do that. I'm throwing out the first pitch at a Mariners game for the first time.
I heard that. That's so awesome.
Oh, man, I'm so pumped.
I bet you are.
And I've become friends with the Mariners announcer who has been doing it for like 25 years. And I'm hoping he lets me go into the booth and be on mic for like an inning.
Dude, he will.
If I'm throwing out the first pitch, because I've gone, every time I go to a game back home, I pop into the booth and say what up and just hang out. But I'm like, if I'm throwing the first pitch, then I'm a part of the game more
People
or less.
People will be like, oh, we know that dude was out there.
And also it's like, but I think too, because he's seen me do stand up but I think too, sometimes people don't. I maybe need to let him know that I've done all the sports radio shows. I know that like not to slip up because, you know.
Right, to slip
an F-word. He's seen me
F-word.
Do stand up, so maybe he's like, oh man, I can't trust if he's going to be like, man, isn't baseball the fucking best? You know, like just.
That'd be amazing.
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks, man. You bring a chick that you're fucking, you know, trying to get, you know, dude, this is, I mean, look how many couples are about to fuck down there. You know, like, baseball, baby, you know. Like, I just mean to tell him I'm not going to do that.
That's going to be amazing. When is that?
That's the day after my birthday, June 17th.
Oh, man.
But I would be I want to be a cartoonist when I was younger, but I don't think that anymore.
You're definitely going to be a dad.
I think I'd be a teacher, actually. An elementary school teacher. Like,
really?
Or a PE teacher, yeah.
A gym teacher?
Working.
All my gym teachers were creepy.
Really?
Miss Munt would like stare at us.
Your elementary school?
Mm-hmm.
See, I had one that was dope. And so maybe that's why our recess teachers were creepy. We had Mrs. Wagner. She had a pot belly and a mustache.
Oh, she sounds like fun. Now that's someone I want
to
see.
She actually was awesome, dude.
She sounds great.
That's the person, like, when I think of Facebook and connecting and reconnecting, I'm like, dude, those are the people you got to reach out and find. Like,
yeah,
Mrs.
the ones
Wagner,
that like made a difference in your
and
schooling.
She used to have like girls that like didn't really want to do many activities at recess, so they kind of became her minions, and they would just, remember, like follow her around at recess?
Yeah, do shit for her, clean up.
Yeah, and she like had the whistle, and I remember she'd always walk around, and she was just so cool, and she definitely like, I found a girl I went to high school with recently named Audrey Clickard on Facebook.
Clickard.
K-L-I-T-G-A-R-D.
Oh, God. I thought you said clit guard. I'm like, I used to wear one of those in gym class.
I did say clit guard. Clit guard. K-L-I-T-G-A-R-D.
Did my edible kick in? Her name's clit guard?
Clit guard. I didn't even know what a clit was. And I was just like, this is not fair.
But first of all, to more of your point,
still don't know
we still need, we should guard it.
You should, yeah.
That flap of skin isn't enough.
Yeah.
Now I need a clit guard.
Yeah.
How is she not like patenting a clit guard and just sell it on Amazon?
I mean, she should. It's, you know, it's. I think it's German.
The clit guard or her name?
Both.
The device?
Yeah, the Germans came up with it.
You need to protect the clit guard. Protect your clit.
Riveting stuff.
We have to leave. What are you going to tell
her
about Joanna Clickard? I know.
No, Audrey.
Audrey.
Yeah, Audrey Clickard. I don't know. She might come to my show in Seattle, so... And I think I'm going to do a joke about it.
You have to.
If she goes,
If she comes to your show, Joanna Audrey Clickard,
yeah.
And you don't say something about her last name, I'm not going to be friends with
That's
you
crazy.
Anymore.
I mean, there's so many people like that. I went to school with a Bech Ho, Vietnamese. B-E.
Bech Ho?
Bech Ho.
Oh, my sister's
We pronounce it
Bech.
Yeah. We were like, your mama's a hoe, your daddy's a hoe. B-E-T-C-H-H-O hyphen or accent. Bech Ho.
I went to school with a Forest Branch.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yep. And his middle name was Lee.
Forrest Lee Branch?
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
Damn.
And every time we said his name, it was always just some joke. Shout out to Forrest Branch.
I went to school with a Wesley Smith, and his middle name was Lee. And so you can only imagine.
Wesley?
We would go Wesley Lee.
Wesley Lee.
Yeah, we call, and he hated it, dude.
I still think Click Guard takes the cake.
And he had a bald spot on the back of his head, and some kid used to say that his mom put him in the oven, and that's why he had the spot on his head.
Kids are cruel.
Yeah, but did you see you start to laugh?
Cruel.
Did you see how you
started
to laugh? Because that's extra clever. Like, because just calling him his name, like, we would go Wesley Lee Smith, and that would make him mad. Like, there was a kid who would make fun of me for being fat, and he wore really tight pants, so I would call him Tight Pants, and he lost his fucking mind. Like, so that's not that creative. You're just addressing what's happening.
I know, but Tight Pants.
But to tell a kid that his mom put his head in the oven because he thought he was, like, baked goods, and that's why he got that bald spot, you fucking grandpa. That's mean, dude.
By the way,
that's extra creative.
Look, everyone's trying to get rid of bullies. Bullies are always going to exist. You need to empower your children to be able to handle and come back with some quips.
You do.
You know,
not that you need to turn them into a comedian.
Bullies are going
to
be everywhere, yes.
But like, teach them to stick up for themselves.
Teach them to stick up for themselves.
Because bullies will back down.
They will back down because they just need love.
Yeah.
Bullies are just parents who didn't love them enough.
And I think there's a lot of cases out there where if like a bully says something and you fire back and the bully can't fire back, then either he drops his guard and goes, all right, man, maybe I'm not cut out to be a bully.
Right.
And becomes a better person. Or maybe he laughs at what you said.
And become best friends.
Yeah, that can happen. Because kids are that quick to be able to jump sides.
They want a group.
Yeah. You're trying to
a clan.
Yes, you're trying to associate yourself. And so.
Well, you're a part of my family clan. See how I brought that all around? Riveting stuff. I want to have you on longer, but the studio's...
This is the perfect amount of time.
This is it. This is the perfect amount of time.
Can I plug my album?
Anything,
when is this coming out?
Never. We're not going to release it.
Great.
This is a non-releasing podcast.
Great. I don't want J-Lo to see this.
No, it is coming out.
Okay.
Probably very soon.
My album, Read the Room, is probably out. It came out April 26th.
Yep.
She-Ra Season 2 comes out April 26th.
What is that?
Oh, it's a Netflix show from DreamWorks.
That's awesome. Are you on that?
I'm her talking horse sidekick.
That's so cool, yeah. Adam.
Yeah. So that's on Netflix.
Your podcast about last
podcast
night.
Podcast about last night and tour dates, adamraycomedy.com.
Yes, and look for stuff from Adam and I because we're working to bring you guys some funny.
Oh, yeah.
Love
the morning
show
is a great idea.
We have to do the non-morning show.
It's actually
show.
A fucking great
I really
idea.
Think we should. That'd be a great idea.
Whoa.
Thanks for listening, guys.
I love
I
you.
Think, seriously, we'd be really great.
Yes.
Riveting stuff.
Hi, Jessamy. This is Ron. I'm my brother John told me you were a little bumming out a little bit, so he said I got to work today, so if you can call my friend and pick her up, John Stamos is my brother. My name is Ron Stamos, arguably the more famous Stamos. I just haven't gotten my break yet. Hollywood's a crazy town. Yeah, it's been out here for a while, grinding, you know, my time will come. You gotta pay your dues, as my brother says, you know. He also says, quit texting me for parts. But, you know, look, life is crazy. The ups, the downs, a lot of downs for me. So compare yourself to Ron Stamos and things are pretty good for you. But, no, in all seriousness, sorry you're feeling down in the dumps. Is there anything I can do for you? I know I've never met you, but I'm a great hang, a fun drinker. I'm a big drinker, so if that's something you enjoy, I will definitely get up at 9 a.m. and meet you at a bar if you know of any bars that are open. That's kind of my thing. It's not a problem. I got it under control. I haven't been to rehab, you know, in a while, so it's. There's nothing wrong. We won't get kicked out of any places, but I'm rambling. But look, hope you can find some happiness in the day today, and just know that you're loved and that you're a special gal. You bring so much happiness to everybody on this planet, and you know, being down is a part of life, and the days are long, but the mornings it's not. I'm sure. Fuck. God, I wrote it down. It sounded good in my head and on paper. You know what? Anyway, great. I love you. Will you marry me? I know you want to marry my brother, John. This is a long message for that. I sent me a picture of you, and God damn it, that is... it's above my bathroom. I'm not gonna lie, it's above my shower. All right, have a great day.